switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
The Spirit of Faith Netcast is on the air. Once again, I'm glad you could join us for another Spirit of Faith Netcast. And this time we're doing it from the lake down at High Rock Lake, where we have a cabin, as I like to call it. And we are taking a little time off because today is my birthday, November the 30th. I was born in 1955, and here it is, 2008. I tell you, time is just flying by, isn't it? But I tell you what, it is a good time to be a believer. It's a good time to be enjoying the things of God and receiving from the Word of God. And that's what we're going to be doing on today's netcast, is receiving from God's Word. So, let's get right into the Word of God, where we left off last time. Remember last time, we had quoted, of course, our main scripture, which is Psalm 103. And we're going to go ahead and read that once again. Psalm 103, verse 1, a Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We're talking about specifically the benefit of healing, physical healing. But let's keep reading. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, in verse 3, who healeth all thy diseases. God heals all your diseases. That's one of his redemptive names. Amen. He is the Lord that healeth thee. That's the way he introduced himself. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Well, if that's one of his redemptive names, if he says he heals all our diseases, I'm not going to argue with him. I'm going to say, Lord, I thank you that you heal all my diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for he not only forgives all my iniquities. Of course, we thank him for that. But he also heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from destruction, in verse 4. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness, with tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, in verse 5, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, let's go back to Isaiah, where we left off last time, when we were reading in Isaiah 53. Now, Isaiah 53 is talking about the prophet Isaiah seeing what Jesus was accomplishing on the cross, or was to accomplish on the cross, because he was seeing it from the past, you know, seeing forward in time as a prophet. So, he says, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up, he, Jesus, shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. We found out the word grief there is choli in the Hebrew. It means malady, anxiety, calamity, disease, and sickness. We found out the word sorrow, he carried our sorrows, is the Hebrew word makobi, which is anguish, affliction, grief, pain, and sorrow. So this has to do with sickness and disease. And at the end of the last netcast, we talked about the fact that from the New Testament itself talks about the fact in Matthew, if you remember, we read over in Matthew chapter 8, and beginning in verse 17, we have the New Testament's own commentary on this very scripture in Isaiah, and we read there where it says, verse 17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah, or Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities. And remember, we were talking about those words in Hebrew and how they translated. Well, here, the word infirmity in the Greek is asthenia. It means feebleness of body. By implication, malady, disease, infirmity, sickness. And he bare our sicknesses. And that's the Greek word nosos. It means affinity, a malady, a disease, an infirmity, or a sickness. So he's definitely talking about physical disease. Matter of fact, that's just obvious from the scripture if you read the context of this scripture. Let's go back up to verse 16 of Matthew 8. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. Now let's look at the meaning of these words. The Greek word here for healed, therapeuo, it's for the word from which we get the word therapy, so that should be fairly obvious. It means to wait upon, to relieve of disease, to cure, or to heal. All that were sick, and the word sick here is kakose. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this fairly close. It means something is amiss physically, diseased, miserable, sick, and sore. Oh, my. So all of that, basically, we take it and we put it back into the English translation here into the King James. He healed all that were sick. So if he's talking about physical healing of the sick, and then he goes on to say, here in the New Testament, Matthew, it says that this healing of the sick was that it might be fulfilled by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, the key thing that I wanted you to see from this is that Jesus on the cross, when he bore our sin and our iniquity, in other words, remember we read from the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we read that he was made to be sin with our sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And we called that the great exchange. Now, the great exchange that took place there was not just sickness and disease. The great exchange, or sin, I should say, it was also sickness and disease. Now, let me just read it because I don't want to misquote it. Verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, that if he's a believer, he's a Christian, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What is that ministry of reconciliation? To wit, or to know, or to understand, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he, God, hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us. God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Now, Jesus never committed sin. He did not know sin. He was perfect before God. But he took upon himself our sin and became sin that we might be made, this is the latter part of verse 21, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, he took our sin and was made to be sin, and we were made the righteousness of God in him. We didn't start acting righteous. We didn't put forth righteousness of in and of ourselves. It's not of us, lest any man should boast, according to Ephesians. But no, we were made the righteousness of God in him with his righteousness. Well, in the same way as this took place on the cross, this great exchange, we're told very clearly most of the time in Christian circles and in churches and so forth, we're told that Jesus became sin with our sin. We became righteous with his righteousness. They may not use these terms from the scripture, but they do make it clear that you can be born again because of Jesus taking your sin. But they don't take the next step that he bore our sicknesses on the cross. He carried our diseases on the cross. Therefore, we receive in exchange his health. Divine health comes upon us because of Jesus bearing our sickness and disease. It's the great exchange. Now, I know that for some people it's hard to understand how there could be an exchange like this. But this kind of thing shows up in the great exchange on a lot of levels. For instance, Let me show you a scripture that you may not have seen and quite understood just this way. But it's very clear from the scripture what he's talking about. Let's go over to, I had not planned to do this. I do this every week. If you notice this on the netcast, that I'll quote something, and then I'll say, oh, I tell you what, let's go look at so-and-so. And it's something that I haven't looked up and haven't prepared to show you. And so I have to kind of go, where's it at, and go look for it in the scripture. So let me do that here. The scripture I'm looking for is, he became poor that we might be made rich. And I'm going to do a little search here. And I tell you what, I love eSword. And I probably haven't mentioned that enough. eSword is an awesome, awesome tool that a gentleman has written. And basically what that tool allows us to do is to do searches in the scripture electronically with our computer and look up the definitions. You know, you've heard me quoting all these definitions. This means that from the Greek and this means that from the Hebrew. Well, the thing about it is, I'm not a Greek scholar per se. Now, you know, I can use a concordance and I can look up things, but it is easy to check these things out and look them up in the Bible and the Strong's Concordance if you're using eSword. Now, I'd encourage you to go to eSword.net. I'll put it up there on the lower third of the screen so that you can see it. Go to that URL and download the free, it's 100% free, eSword electronic Bible. Put it on your computer, and you will find that it will be a blessing to you. Now, let's look at this scripture. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Now look at that in the light of what we just talked about, the great exchange. We look this up, as I just did in eSword, and look what it says, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. You know, through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he, Jesus, was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. So in other words, financial prosperity is part of this great exchange. So let's look at this. Let's think about this from the scripture. We've seen that he bore our iniquities. He was made to be sin with our sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We see that he bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, that we might be made healthy with his health. And we've seen that he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. Now, in case you think this word rich here in the King James translation is some other thing than actual finances, it is the Greek word plateo. It means to become wealthy, literally, to be increased with goods. That's finances. And you say, well, but Dr. Bill, I'm not rich. All you're saying is you haven't received the manifestation of what Jesus has bought and paid for you. Same thing with people that are sick. They say, but Dr. Bill, I'm sick. I have symptoms of sickness and disease in my body. All that tells me is you haven't partaken of the provision that God has made for you to be healthy, to be well. Now, I have been sick, and I have been healed, and healed is better. Amen. Sounds like a great revelation, doesn't it? But the thing is, yeah, I've been physically sick, but I always partake of the provision that Jesus made for me of healing. I pray and I believe that I receive my healing, and I take access of that provision that Jesus bought and paid for me. Now, if he took my sickness and disease, if he bore them, if he carried them, it would be a miscarriage of justice for me to carry them after he's already carried them for me. Same thing with financial poverty. If he became poor that I might be made rich, it's a miscarriage of justice for me to be poor if he bore my poverty for me on the cross. So this great exchange covered you, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. In other words, it covers every area of human existence. That's why the Hebrew word shalom, to be made whole, is talking about spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. That's why the Greek word sozo, which we find translated salvation, means to be saved, healed, delivered, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially, covers every area. That's what's so great about these scriptures that we're talking about. God is providing for you salvation in the sense that we're familiar with, which is going to heaven. He's provided for you healing physically. He's provided for you prosperity financially. He's provided for you favor. You say favor? Yeah. Favor with God and with man, the scripture talks about. You have favor. You need to partake of that favor. Did you know that you have access to the favor of God? You can believe and lay hold of the favor of God in your life. And you may find some Christians who it always seems like things works out for them. They seem to be the ones that get the raises at work. They seem to be the ones that get the pats on the back. And they seem to have favor. And you say, why do they have favor? Because they're partaking of that part of their blessing. You can do the same thing as a believer. You can decide, from now on, I am believing and I am praying for favor with God and man. I am believing that I have favor. I already have favor with God. Now, I'm going to have favor with man. And you know that's what happened in the New Testament, in the book of Acts? They had favor among the people. They partook of this favor of God. See, that's what the blessing, Brother Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, all of these ministers lately have been teaching on the blessing. The great thing about the blessing is unto us. It is upon us. We have received the blessing. We are the blessed of God. We are blessed. And because we are blessed, we have favor. Because we have favor, the way is paved ahead of us, if we believe, to receive it. Now, if we don't believe to receive it, if we just sit back and go, woe is me, it's never going to be any better, I'm never going to have anything, woe is me, well, that's what you're going to receive. You're going to receive what you've been believing. Now, you need to be believing for favor. You need to be believing for financial prosperity. You need to be believing for healing from sickness and disease. You need to partake of the blessing that God has blessed us as believers with. If you'll do that, then you will see good days here on earth. There will be days of heaven upon the earth. That's what the scripture says. There will be days of heaven upon the earth. And I trust that you're seeing some things from some of these scriptures that we're looking into. God wants you well. Primarily, that's what we're teaching on is healing. But he also wants you blessed financially. He wants you to have favor with God and man. He wants you to have favor paving the way before you. You're just supposed to be a blessed individual. You, your family, all should be blessed. Highly favored of God. Amen. Well, I trust you're enjoying this. I want to hear from you. I want you to write me. Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM, which stands for Word of Faith Ministries, .org. Write me and let me know how the broadcast is ministering to you. I'm glad you could join me here today, even though I'm very casual. You know, I'm kind of taking the day off, very casual day to day, because it's my birthday, and I'm enjoying that. So just enjoy what God has provided for you. Enjoy the blessings of God, and I'll see you next week. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Cast not away your confidence. Keep the switch of faith turned on.